Hey guys, this is Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Most recently, you can hear me on Toronto's AM 640 on VGS. And, of course, across many other radio stations across this great land of ours. I'm sure you're bound to hear me somewhere, usually on the Sean Green Show on Clear Channel Communications, but I do happen to get around other places as well. So guys, the last time on Rad, we took a look at Dying Light from Warner Brothers, and you know what? I had fun with it. I haven't touched it in 2 weeks, so that should probably tell you something, but I had fun with it to say something positive about the experience overall. But in today's episode, we're going to take a look at yet another multiplayer extravaganza, very much in the vein of Titanfall and Left 4 Dead. In fact, this actually comes from the studio that gave us Left 4 Dead. We're going to be looking at 2K Games and Turtle Rock Studios Evolve. We're going to be looking at this on the Xbox One. This is a game that I've actually been kind of following the hype train for, though not necessarily for myself. My friend Shannon, who lives down the road here, she's tremendously hyped up about this game. Had me kind of excited about it for a while. But after playing this game for about 2 weeks or so, over several multi-hour sessions, I just can't say I had fun with it, and that really kind of sucks to say that. So I guess without any further ado, let's kind of jump right into it. This is our review of Evolve. So this game, like I said, comes to us from Turtle Rock Studios, same guys who did Left 4 Dead 1, Left 4 Dead 2, fantastic games, cannot deny that. Four-player, multiplayer insanity. That's fast, fun, zombies, guns, cool. This one, they put you in the place of four hunters, although you can pick up the 12, though I think you had to pre-order or unlock the other ones, something along those lines. And you can also play as several different monster types, such as the Goliath, the Kraken, the Wraith, and the Behemoth, though I'm pretty sure you had to pay for that one. So you are sent to this alien world called Sheer, which is out in a place known as the Far Arm of Space. So, I don't know, this could take place in the Milky Way, I don't know. They certainly don't give you any real kind of context. So, literally, you are playing as these four different hunters. There's like a trapper, a medic, a support class, an assault class. And your object is to work together as a squad to take down the monsters that are on Sheer. And literally, they just call them monsters. They don't even call them aliens, whether they're intelligent or whether there's any real kind of backstory to them. In fact, the story here is just, it's just kind of there. In fact, it kind of sucks. I mean, the world setup sounds kind of neat. In fact, if this game does anything right, it puts together a very cool concept. In fact, Angry Joe reviewed this game a little while ago and called it one of the best hunting simulators there is. And you know what? I really can't deny that. Because when you boil this game down to its core concept, that's really freaking cool. Four humans, or you and three bots, versus a monster, or you as the monster versus four people. And that's where this game can get really awesome, but can also suck the big one tremendously hard really fast. In short, when you're playing this game in the single player campaign, and I use that word very, very loosely, it's a mode called Evacuation. And that's five different missions made up of the various game modes. There's Hunt, pretty self-explanatory. Nest, where you have to destroy these monster eggs. Rescue people. And Defend, where you basically have to defend this ship while it's refueling so you can escape the planet. Or as the monsters, kill people, use little monsters to kill people before they can get rescued, and kill everything. Playing as the monsters, a lot of fun. I'll say that straight out. Especially, I play almost exclusively as the Goliath, because I want to rip shit up and throw huge chunks of land and kill you. Oh, and breathe fire at you, which is pretty cool. Although, the neat thing is that, as the game is called Evolve, you eat wildlife, like these weird-looking alien things. You eat them, you get stronger. You can evolve more armor. You grow into different forms. Basically, think of it as really brutal-ass Pokemon. you get really strong really, really quickly. Although you can never recover health, but you can recover armor. Once your health is gone, you are pretty much screwed. And Monster, I think, is where the real fun of this game can be had, but that's more like in the online mode. And I'll definitely talk about that when we get to multiplayer. But from a single-player experience, it's kind of weak. I mean, the characters you play as, there is a guy called Makarov, who's this, like, Russian stereotype who's like, "Aye, glorious battle, comrade." And he has, like, this lightning gun. He has, like, this, like, assault rifle and, like, landmines and shit. He's kind of cool. There's the trapper, Maggie. She runs around with this dog thing, which I'm pretty sure got dropped on its head while it's trying to track the monster. That's what the trapper does. There's the medic, Val. She's like a sniper who can help you. There's support, Hank. He's this epic beard guy with a shield projector. There are other hunters as well. But here's the thing. You will never care about these characters. They try and give them some personality. The one I like the best, it's a guy called Farnell. He's like some failed military experiment to create some super soldier. And they kind of gloss over it. I don't know. That's the thing, though. A lot of the characters in this game, and I use the word character remarkably lightly, they try and fill in their personalities with a lot of in-game dialogue, which is commendable, but they're given no real story setup, as in you don't give a shit. Not single shit is given to any of these people. You just know, kill the monster, that's it. There's actually one great cutscene, and once again, I use that term very lightly, before each mission where the hunters are talking back and forth. And I think it's one of the trappers. I think the guy's name is Abe. He's like this cowboy dude. And he's like, "Survivors, let's find them." And that's literally how you feel kind of going in. You're like, "Oh, well, isn't that exciting?" And don't care. I don't know. Just the world setup, I think, is tremendously cool. In fact, if they could have made a really awesome dynamic campaign mode, which they kind of do, because sometimes when you succeed in certain missions, certain things in the environment may change. For example, if you save the medical ship, these medical pods will drop and you can run in there to heal up. If you don't, then there might be toxic gas or something in the environment, or maybe it'll be raining or something, which will make animals more pissy. Or stuff like that. I mean, when the hunts work, they're kind of cool, because birds can scare the monster, or sorry, the monster can scare the birds, which will give you an idea on where they're hiding. Or as the monster, you can stealth around, you can leave false trails, and pretty much lead the hunters right into a trap and pick them off one by one if that's what you want to do. But ultimately, the single player experience can be done in under an hour. I think my fastest time was just under 45 minutes. And supposedly when you win, the monster side gets a balance. Or if you lose, you get a balance. I don't know. I never really saw how that kind of worked out in game, truthfully. I couldn't figure it out. But ultimately, it's what it is. As the monster, it's a lot of fun, because killing things is neat. As the humans, unless you have really smart people, or really smart bots playing with you, which most times you do. The AI in this game is actually quite intelligent. It's nice. In fact, this is one of the few times you'll want bots on your team. But once again, I'll cover that when I get the multiplayer. Graphics. This game is pretty. It actually does look really cool. In fact, one of my favorite animations is there's some monster you can shoot and it shoots up like snow or dust out of it. And it makes the environment look all basically like you're living in the middle of like a snowstorm, which is kind of neat. Or wandering through the jungle and just kind of seeing different bits of wildlife walk around. And some of the monster designs are actually quite cool looking. I gotta say, some of the monsters look gorgeous. And even some of the character models I do think kind of neat. Once again, I'm really a big fan of Farnell's design. He's the assault class dude with the shotgun and the rocket launcher. I think he looks neat. Lazarus is one of the medics, and I think he just looks cool. I don't know, there's no other way to describe him. And the robot Bucket, what can I say? I'm a fan of dumb looking robots, and I think he looks pretty dumb, but there's a certain charm to him as well. The weather effects are quite nice in this, I think, especially when it starts raining and lightning and everything like that. Some of the creature effects, when you see the monsters throw lightning or whip, like, lava things, it's cool. Like I said, it does look neat. And the animations for the monsters do look incredibly lifelike in how they move. So I do think that looks kind of nice. Sound design for this game. Truth be told, I don't remember a whole hell of a lot of music in this, but I do remember music from the trailers being quite nice for this. And the guy who did this was a guy named Jason Graves. And he did music for Dead Space. He also did music for Tomb Raider. But then again, sometimes the music you hear is... sometimes it's not what takes you out of it. It's if it's just there and it complements it. But I don't remember anything particularly great about this score. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but nothing really jumped out at me. And it sucks, because this guy's got some really awesome credits to his name. The voice acting, however, isn't bad, but you find it gets repetitious really quickly, depending on who everybody picks as the hunter team, or when you pick the hunter team going into the different missions, which you can mix and match things up. Highly recommend taking the cowboy tracker, just so you don't have to hear about the stupid Daisy story a million times. And believe me, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you play this game for anything more than an hour. I like how it sets up ambience, because you can hunt by sound, by listening for the monster's heavy footsteps or hearing stuff move behind you. If you have a really nice sound setup or a really nice set of headphones, this can be quite nice. I'm actually a big fan of that as a whole. But let's move on to the big meat and potatoes of this. The multiplayer. This game is meant to be played with friends. If you can find four people and a monster, you can have a great time with this. In fact, it can be really tense. But if you're playing with randoms online, this is where this game completely falls apart. You can pick what your preference is, whether you want to be a medic, a hunter, or assault class, or whatever, or if you want to play as the monster. Most often, you get stuck with the trapper. Nobody wants to play as the trapper for whatever reason. And other times, you're waiting around forever. I remember I tried this game within the first week of release. I remember sitting waiting for a match to get found for about 7.5 to 10 minutes. Now, this was around midnight on a Saturday, but I don't know about you, but a lot of gamers in my age range, that's when we're up gaming. It's Saturday night, we're probably having pizza and wings, we're playing video games with our buddies. And I've even tried this in the middle of the day, and to find a match can take forever, and you always get stuck in the trapper or the medic role. I don't know, it just sucks. I think I played as the monster like twice, maybe, and then I got my ass kicked. And this is a game where you have to work as a team. If you do not have a cohesive team talking on microphone, I believe South Park said it best, you're gonna have a bad time. And that's where this game falls apart for me. Unless you have good, reliable people, the game really sucks. It's not to say there can't be some fun had with it from a single-player perspective. Like I said, the AI is quite good. But when you're playing online, you actually wish there were bots playing with you. Because if you have a really clever monster player, these matches can drag right out. I've watched a number of games on Twitch where they just drag. Or if you're as the hunters, if you are not coordinating, all it takes is one person to wander off, probably your assault class, get eaten and get his ass kicked, and then you might as well be throwing BBs against a battleship hull, because that's about how much damage you're going to do to the monsters. And by then, they're level 3, so you've pretty much written your own ticket off to, oh god, I'm screwedville. Because at that point, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do. Yes, you can beat the monster, but you're going to have to hope someone has hit his head against the wall, because unless he's playing stupid, he's got your number. You're done. Another thing to mention about this game is there is an absolute ludicrous amount of DLC for this game. In addition to the season's pass, and a lot of it's just cosmetic, there's multiple additions available for it too, which does open up a new tier of hunter and a new monster, but a lot of it takes out a lot of the leveling system, which is something I didn't mention, because you have to master each character thing before you can move on. And by then you're going to be pissed off and frustrated to the point where you don't care. And that sucks. That really sucks. Because I think this game has a really cool concept. In fact, if they could have created a campaign that was a real campaign, like a real storyline-based driven narrative, this game could have been awesome, where like you're trying to take out real nests of these things, find out why they're here. Maybe there's some bioweapon or some ancient alien race, or just, you know, other than just monsters, woo, scary, kill, death. I wanted more from this game, and it looked really cool. I'll admit this. The trailers make this game look amazing. But one thing I've been trying not to talk about, but now I have to, is the ending. The ending cutscene, if you can call it that, sucks. You literally feel like you've just wasted 40-something minutes of your time, and you're like, that's it? That's it. That's what I've just paid for. That's it, right? No. So ultimately, my recommendation for this game is I cannot recommend it unless you've got a bunch of friends where you can play and play with good people consistently. Maybe if this game drops down to $10 on like a Steam sale or Xbox Live sale, maybe. But I don't see this game being around for a very long time. Like, in fact, the fact that it took me so long to find a decent game kind of makes me wonder if the player base is already starting to fall out. And that sucks. Because like I said, if this is going to be a franchise, you've got a really cool idea. Please don't screw it up. Give me more monsters. Give me a storyline. Give me something I care about. Multiplayer is fine. It's great. But multiplayer should not just be the meat and potatoes. I want to have a good steak. But I also want to have a really awesome side of fries or mashed potatoes too. You know what I mean? If I'm going to have a meal, give me something really good. Don't just give me one thing and then not make the other thing just as good. It's like having a good steak from McDonald's. Sure, it's a steak, but it's from McDonald's, if you kind of get where I'm going with this. So anyway, guys, the next review I'm currently working on, hopefully going to finish it in the next few days, so for next week, is Dragon Ball Xenoverse. And my God, am I having a fun time with that. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, and this has been Review A Day, Live Free or Die Hard. Because evolving is fun, right?